St. Gabriel Station there in Columbus. Hello, Tom. You're up next.
Hi.
Hey, Tom.
The basis of my question comes from a recent book written by Dr. Lawrence Krauss.
Yes.
Entitled Something from Nothing.
Yep.
Correct. Yep. We're familiar with the book.
Dr. Krauss says that the universe, or the nothing, is microwaves,
right,
which are not matter, which do not have weight, but always have existed. And by a process called quantum destabilization that occurred at a particular point, this nothing burst forward into particles.
Okay.
And the particles subsequently, over billions of years, coalesced to form the universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
The nothing is the microwave background that can be traced back infinitely, according to Dr. Krauss.
Okay.
So he says that something came from nothing.
Correct.
Therefore, he says that God does not have to be present in the equation.
Tom, there's so much to unpack there.
Yeah.
Dr. Krauss fundamentally misunderstands the definition of nothing, because no matter what thing you're going to say,
correct,
nothing is the utter, absolute, singular absence of all. How would Father Spitzer define nothing? He's got a really pithy way.
Yeah, what's going on here is what we'd call an equivocation, right? We're using the same term, but absolutely different meanings. In philosophy, when we say something cannot come from nothing, we mean nothing in the sense of a metaphysical absence of nothing, of being, right? The absence of being, absolutely speaking. When Dr. Krauss and others speak of the universe coming into existence from nothing, the nothing that they're referring to, as our caller was getting at, is sort of, you know, the subatomic vacuum state, the subatomic vacuum, which is like a low-level energy field. But what's interesting is the Columbia University philosopher and theoretical physicist, David Albert, he has a great quote in a book review for the New York Times of Lawrence Krauss's book, and he talks about how the idea of the universe coming forth from the subatomic vacuum state, or vacuum fluctuations, as they would call it, is no more of something coming from nothing than my hand going from, you know, my hand being extended, with my fingers being extended, and then I develop a fist with my hand. All what's going on there is, in the vacuum fluctuations, you have elementary material stuff simply taking on different forms. And so, as David Albert concludes, and many others, this is not a case of something coming from nothing, as we would refer to it in philosophy in reference to the Kalam cosmological argument, but it is actually something coming from something, namely the subatomic vacuum state, low-level energy field. You have these, as you mentioned, Tom, these microwaves. So you don't have nothing in the metaphysical sense. You do have something.
Yeah. I hope that was a help, Tom. This is something that Cardinal Pell got into with Richard Dawkins on Australian TV a couple years ago. Cardinal Pell was grinning,
right,
because Dr. Dawkins was going on about a definition of nothing that didn't satisfy the definition. He goes, it's not nothing. What you're talking about is not nothing.
Yeah, and even if scientists cannot, you see, the big problem is within the vacuum fluctuations and what they call virtual particles, these particles popping into existence, et cetera, without any apparent cause. That is, it's sort of an epistemological issue. They can't detect a determinate cause, mm-hmm, of these particles coming to existence, or even particle decay. But just because you cannot detect a cause, which is an epistemological issue, doesn't mean there is no cause, which is an ontological issue, which has to do with being in reality itself.
For people bringing harm to their skulls because of head scratching, epistemology is the study of knowledge.
Knowledge and how we come to know things.
And ontological refers to being.
Being, reality.
Being, okay.
Existence.
The really real.